We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm joined now by Pete Pranica. Pete Pranica is, of course, the television voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, and he joins us today because it's a special day. It is Hoops for St. Jude Day. And Pete, welcome to the show. You have, I don't know, did you, since you first arrived in Memphis, did you become involved with St. Jude? And I know you're big on giving platelets and all this stuff. And have it was that as soon as you arrived that you became involved with the good work that happens unfolds over there?
Yeah, pretty close, because, of course, Tom Penn, who was the assistant general manager here in Memphis, thank you for having me, first of all, was and still remains on the board of ALSAC at St. Jude, fundraising arm for St. Jude. And, of course, one of the first things he said, hey, let's go take a tour of St. Jude. And you take a tour of St. Jude, and I've taken several since. You never fail to be moved by the amazing work that they're doing. And the research that is going on, and the continual expansion of the physical plant and of the research capability of the hospital. And so I will forever be a St. Jude supporter. Yeah, pretty much started day one when I got here in Memphis, 20 years ago, believe it or not.
So is this year 20? Is this season 20?
This is season 20 for me in Memphis, and it's the 31st season I've called NBA games in my career, yeah.
You must consider yourself a lucky man.
I do. Yeah, it's interesting. I had a good friend over for dinner last night. We were chatting about it, and he said, well, obviously this has been a really difficult year. And, yeah, in terms of wins and losses and injuries, it certainly has been. But I do make it a point before every game to stop, soak it all in, and remind myself how incredibly fortunate I am to be with this organization and to be doing a job that I wanted to do since I was a little kid. So, extremely grateful to the Grizzlies organization for having me and supporting me, and grateful to our viewers and listeners, because they've been a tremendous support and source of strength throughout.
I want to get back to St. Jude here in a minute. It's interesting, though. Like, in a year like this, is it still fun? It's still fun at some level, isn't it? I mean, here's the truth. You all still sound like you have fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, I said to the same friend, I said, it would be easy to say, well, it's a bad season in terms of injuries and losses and all this. I enjoy the work every bit as much as I always have, because you go to the building and never know what's going to happen. And the other thing too, Jeff, is we've been able to tell some interesting stories, you know, about Deke Giroux and Trey Jemison and Scottie Pippen Jr. Right. And so you find the good in it and you find the joy in it. And I still enjoy the prep work, the long hours sitting in front of a computer looking up stuff. But I enjoy it. I enjoy my craft, and I couldn't be any more fortunate than I am to have this job.
It's also true that, well, two things. When you're going through a year like this and you know there's that everyone's coming back, or ostensibly, you know, that the next year, you're not lost in the wilderness, right? You've had a bad run, but you feel like it's going to pick up right back where it left off last year. That strikes me as one thing. And then secondly, if you look over the course of your 20 years here, they've mostly been good.
Yeah, exactly. And at this point, you're trying to figure out who you want to put with Bane,
right,
and with Marcus and with Ja and with Jaren. And so that then becomes a story. And I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, we're storytellers. And the story's a little different than we thought it would be back in October and November, but it's still a story to tell.
All right, so today is Hoops for St. Jude Day, And what can you tell me? It sounds like I was reading earlier some of the things that are available, and people can go to grizzlies.com/St. Jude, but it's kind of remarkable, all the things that are available for folks.
Right, so go to grizzlies.com/St. Jude, and every few hours, the prizes that are available to be won change. And so right now, until 10 o'clock, so for the next 10 minutes, you could win a downtown Memphis staycation package featuring a two-night hotel stay and various Memphis attraction passes. And then between 10 and 11, a team-signed special edition black leather Grizzlies basketball. Later on today, autographed Derrick Rose Grizzlies Redbirds jersey, tickets to Mrs. Doubtfire, a PS4 game console, a pack of tickets to go see the new exhibit at the Memphis Zoo, more tickets to Mrs. Doubtfire, and then coming up later on today between 4 and 5, the 20th anniversary Grizzlies bobblehead set featuring 20 total bobbleheads. That's up for grabs, as is a Ja Morant 2022 Grizzlies Redbirds jersey. So go to grizzlies.com/St. Jude. You can donate, and those prizes will be drawn for during the particular time frame. And then tonight at the game, you've got an airplane toss. 10,000 fans are going to get a paper airplane template, and I hope the ball boys all have their brooms out.
Yeah.
And I guess at halftime, you're gonna throw them, and one lucky airplane could win a 2024 Kia Sorento, courtesy of our good friend Al Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars. And then tomorrow, a celebrity basketball game. Thankfully, I'm not involved in that. But NLE Choppa will be there, Famous Amos, Kia Shine, Justin Moore, Zach Duncan, Zach Myers, and Drummer Boy. They're all going to be playing hoops tomorrow. And then also, we've got a silent auction that is going to last through the end of the regular season, okay? And mystery grab bags. And the mystery grab bags, they're available at places inside the arena. You can also get them online. And you get this mystery grab bag, and I've actually bought a couple to support St. Jude, and there are some player-signed items. You may get a piece of apparel because, you know, the jerseys and the warm-up stuff changes every year. Well, some of that stuff is in these mystery grab bags. So I guarantee you, and there are three sizes of bags, three different price points, you're going to get something really cool, no matter what price point you buy at. So, and it all goes to St. Jude. So, you know, everybody's
aware. That's the thing. It all goes to St. Jude. I know you don't, you know, you can't wager you're a team employee, but if you had to pick between Team Zach, it's Ashley Shields, Anthony Miller, Famous Amos, Kia Shine, and Justin Moore versus Team Tony, which is NLE Choppa, Carmian Hamilton, Drummer Boy, Zach Duncan, and Zach Myers. You've gotten used to sizing up, you know, players as they come and go. Are you Team Zach or Team Tony? I think I'm, you know, I don't think it's too hard a question to ask.
I think I'm going to go with Team Zach because of Anthony Miller. I think that's going to be my call. I'm not Italian evaluator.
Yeah,
and trust me, I haven't been playing pickup ball with any of these folks. I haven't played pickup ball at all. So
what have you during the course of, again, people to learn more can go to grizzlies.com/St. Jude. During the course of the season, what have you seen as the most positive things for next year? Like what when we emerge from the wreckage of this season, and I don't think that's too strong a word, what are you pointing at as, you know what, no, this wasn't a wasted year. This was, it could be an important year that absolutely, in a weird way, accelerates the progress of this franchise. But what do you consider the most positive things that you've witnessed?
I think overall the cohesion of this group, given all the adversity that they've faced, and I thought it was interesting after the Grizzlies won in Brooklyn, we had Luke Kennard on as the walk-off interview, and it was Taylor's 200th regular season victory, so Rob Fisher asked the question, obviously, about that. And Luke Kennard, who played for Coach K, okay, you know, one of the all-time greats, said, you know, spoke glowingly of Taylor and said, "I'm glad he's my coach." And I take that as a tremendous endorsement that Taylor Jenkins has kept this group together, juggling two ways, how many games are they available with injuries and all that. And you look at it, and one of the things that I track throughout the season is how many times was a team in what's called a clutch game. The NBA defines a clutch game as the margin within 5 points in the final 5 minutes. The Grizzlies have played the second most clutch games since January 1st. So I know there have been a couple blowouts, okay? But by and large, they've been competitive with a roster that nobody expected that, that they would have. So I think the fact that there's this cohesion, there's this bonding, I think that's going to make this team a whole lot stronger going forward. And I think, look, the players are all in on Taylor Jenkins. And I think, you know, it would be easy when you're losing this many games for everybody to look at the head coach and say, well, it's all his fault. Well, I looked up the numbers today. Jeff, the Grizzlies have lost 426 games. That is most in the NBA by a margin of 155 games over the second-place team.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, in what, 38 different starting lineups, which is a new franchise record?
It's interesting that you would go with Taylor and cohesion as opposed to the emergence of Vince Williams or Gigi Jackson or the expansion of the games of Desmond Bane while he was healthy or Jaren Jackson Jr. Because, honestly, there's a lot of things you can point to here. I mean, this is, you know, this really is not. There's been some dismal seasons. This is one that feels like, to me, that has the seeds within it of something that could be, you know, much more fruitful next year.
Right, and that circles back to talking about, you know, the different stories that we have to tell. The Vince Williams story is amazing. I mean, a year ago, a regular season finale, it was a throwaway game for everybody, and Vince plays 48 minutes and shoots like 1 of 14 from 3.
Right.
And we're like, wait a second, you know, can this guy really play? Well, yeah, he really can play. And so then that's a story you can tell. The Gigi Jackson story that you can tell, where I sat on a plane going to Vegas for summer league next to a college coach who thought that Gigi had a lot of talent, but maybe wasn't used in the most the best way in South Carolina, to put it as delicately as I can. And what happens is you get Gigi Jackson, who goes as a one and done in South Carolina, and he goes to the Memphis Hustle. And I talked to Jason March, who I've known for years, and I said, okay, what was the first thing you wanted to work with Gigi on? And he said, how to be a professional. Then we'll work on ball handling and your shot and everything else. But first of all, we want to teach you how to be a professional. And he has an amazing personality. Love being around this kid. So, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of other things to point to. I think cohesion, I take, is kind of an umbrella thing. But the story of Vince Williams is great. I love Lamar Stevens. Stevens is a good dude, and I think he's a really good player, and hopefully the Grizzlies keep him around. But yeah, certainly the Vince and Gigi stories have been absolutely fantastic, and that's what keeps you coming back to the game, and that's what keeps you enthused, because at the start of the season, like, who's going to replace Dylan Brooks?
Right.
Nobody had Vince Williams being that guy, and he seems to be that guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is Hoops for St. Jude Day. You can check out all the prizes. We're getting only 3 more minutes if you want the downtown Memphis staycation package featuring a 2-night hotel stay and various Memphis tracking passes. But starting at 10, team-signed special edition black leather Grizzlies basketball. I'm just going to go ahead and guess not signed by all 28 Grizzlies at this point who have suited up. But it is a team-signed special edition black leather Grizzlies basketball. So depending on when you contribute, again, it's grizzlies.com/St. Jude. Oh, lastly, Pete, I got to ask you, you're a Packers fan. How do you feel about Josh Jacobs and the departure of Aaron Jones? Big day yesterday.
Yeah, I'm a little mixed emotion about that, because I certainly thought Aaron Jones was going to be back.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they put Josh Jacobs in a good situation and Jordan Love continues to play quarterback as well as he did at the end of last year, I think they really got something. So I need to manipulate my schedule so I can get to Lambeau again.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Pete Pranikin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.